Acts chapter 7.
Then the high priest asked Stephen, "Are these things true?" Stephen answered, "My Jewish brothers and fathers, listen to me. Our glorious God appeared to Abraham, our ancestor, while he was in Mesopotamia. This was before he lived in Haran. God said to Abraham, 'Leave your country and your relatives. Go to another country. I will show you where to go.' So Abraham left the country of Chaldea and went to live in Haran. After Abraham's father died, God sent him to this same land where you now live. But God did not give Abraham any of this land, not even a foot of it. God promised that in the future he would give this land to Abraham and his descendants. It would belong to them. This was before Abraham had any children. This is what God said to him: 'Your descendants will live as strangers in another country. The people there will make them slaves and do evil things to them for 400 years. I will judge that nation which will make them slaves.' And God also said, 'After those things happen, your children will come out of that country to worship me in this place.' God made a covenant with Abraham. The sign was circumcision. And so when Abraham had a son, Abraham circumcised him when the boy was 8 days old. His son's name was Isaac. Isaac also circumcised his son Jacob. And Jacob did the same for his sons. These sons later became the 12 fathers. These fathers, Joseph's brothers, became jealous of him. They sold Joseph to be a slave in Egypt, but God was with him. Joseph had many troubles there, but God rescued him from them all. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, liked Joseph and respected him because of the wisdom which God gave Joseph. Pharaoh gave Joseph the job of being governor of Egypt. He even allowed Joseph to rule over all the people in Pharaoh's house. But the whole land of Egypt and the land of Canaan became dry. It became so dry that crops couldn't grow there. This made the people suffer terribly. Our ancestors could find nothing to eat. But Jacob heard that there was wheat stored in Egypt, so he sent our ancestors there. This was their first trip to Egypt. Then they went there a second time. On this visit, Joseph told his brothers who he was, and Pharaoh learned about Joseph's family. Then Joseph sent some men to invite Jacob, his father, to come to Egypt. He also invited all of his relatives, 75 persons altogether. So Jacob went down to Egypt. He and our ancestors died there. Later, their bodies were moved to Shechem. They were placed in a grave there. It was the same grave in Shechem that Abraham had bought from the sons of Hamor. He paid them with silver. In Egypt, our nation grew larger in number. The promise which God made to Abraham was soon to come true. There were more and more of our people in Egypt. Then a different king began to rule over Egypt. He knew nothing about Joseph. This king cheated our people. He persecuted our ancestors. He forced them to put their babies outdoors to die. During this time, Moses was born. He was no ordinary baby. For 3 months they took care of Moses in his father's house. When they put Moses outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him in. She raised him as if he were her own son. The Egyptians taught Moses everything they knew. He was powerful in the things he said and did. When Moses was about 40 years old, he thought it would be good to visit his brothers, the sons of Israel. One day Moses saw an Egyptian man doing wrong to a Hebrew brother, so he defended him. Moses punished the Egyptian for hurting that brother. Moses hit the Egyptian so hard that the man died. Moses was thinking his brothers would understand that God was using him to save them, but they did not understand. The next day Moses saw two of the sons of Israel fighting. He tried to make peace between them. He said, "Men, you're brothers. Why are you doing wrong to one another?" The man who was doing wrong to the other man pushed Moses away. He said to Moses, "Who made you our ruler and judge? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian man yesterday?" When Moses heard him say this, he ran away from Egypt. He went to live in the land of Midian, where he was a stranger. While he lived there, he had two sons. After 40 years, Moses was in the desert on Mount Sinai. An angel appeared to him in the flame of a burning bush. When Moses saw this, he was amazed. He went nearer to look at it more closely. He heard a voice. It was the Lord's. The Lord God said, "I am the same God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob." Moses began to shake with fear. He was afraid to look at the bush. The Lord said to him, "Take off your shoes, because the place where you are now standing is holy ground. I have seen my people suffer much in Egypt. I have heard my people moaning. I have come down to rescue them. And now, Moses, come on, I am sending you back to Egypt." This Moses was the same man the people of Israel had rejected. They had asked him, "Who made you a ruler and judge over us?" Moses is the same man whom God sent to be a ruler and deliverer. God sent Moses with the help of an angel. This was the angel that Moses saw in the burning bush. So Moses led the people out. He did powerful things and miracles in the land of Egypt, at the Red Sea, and in the desert for 40 years. This is the same Moses who said these words to the sons of Israel: God will raise up for you a prophet who is like me. He will come from among your own brothers. This is the same Moses who was with God's people in the desert at Mount Sinai. He was with the angel that spoke to him and with our ancestors. There at Mount Sinai, Moses received commands from God, which still live. Moses gave us these commands. But our ancestors didn't want to obey Moses. They rejected him. In their hearts, they wanted to go back to Egypt. Our ancestors said to Aaron, "Make us some gods to lead us. Moses brought us out of the land of Egypt, but we don't know what has happened to him." So the people made an idol which looked like a calf. Then they brought sacrifices to it. The people were very happy with what they had made with their own hands. But God turned against them. He stopped trying to change their hearts. They were worshiping the sun, the moon, and the stars. This is what is written in the writings of the prophets. God says, "People of Israel, you killed animals and offered sacrifices in the desert for 40 years, but these sacrifices were not for me. You carried with you the tent from Moloch and the image of the star of your god Rephan, statues which you made to worship. So I will send you away beyond Babylon." God spoke to our ancestors in a special tent. It was with the people in the desert. God commanded Moses how to make this tent. He made it like the pattern which God showed him. Later, Joshua led our forefathers to capture the lands of the other nations. Our people went in, and God drove those people out. When our people went into this new land, they took this same tent with them. They had received it from their ancestors. They kept it until the time of David. God was very pleased with David. David asked God to allow him to build a house for him, the God of Jacob. But Solomon was the one who actually built it. However, the highest one does not live in houses which men build with their hands. This is what the prophet Isaiah wrote. "The Lord God says, heaven is my throne. The earth is a place to rest my feet. What kind of house could you build for me? There is no place where I need to rest. Remember, I made all these things." Stephen continued speaking. "You stubborn leaders, your hearts are not circumcised. You won't listen to God. You're always against what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you. Your ancestors did this, and you're just like them. Your ancestors persecuted every prophet who ever lived. Those prophets said long ago that the righteous one would come, but your ancestors killed the prophets. And now you have turned against this righteous one and murdered him. You are the people who received the law of Moses, the commands which God gave through the angels, but you don't obey the law." When the Jewish leaders heard Stephen say these things, they became very angry. They were so mad that they were grinding their teeth at Stephen. Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. He looked up into the sky and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at God's right side. He said, "Look, I see heaven open, and I see the Son of Man standing at God's right side." Then they all shouted with a loud voice. They covered their ears with their hands. Together they all ran at Stephen. They took him out of the city to stone him to death. The men who told lies against Stephen left their robes with a young man named Saul. Then they began to throw stones at Stephen, but Stephen was praying. He said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell on his knees and shouted this, "Lord, don't blame them for this sin." After Stephen said that, he died. Saul approved of the killing of Stephen.